like a cool hand on a hot brow, or a soothing word that assured you that there was nothing, absolutely nothing, to feel Ningley Tom about. She could hear a humming, she realized. A sweet humming sound. "That's not humming," she said, as Red Don't Walk cycled back to White Walk one more time. She remembered a date in college once telling her the worst karmic disaster he could imagine would be coming back as a traffic light. "That's not humming. That's singing." And then, right beside her, startling her but not frightening her, a man's voice spoke. "That's right," he said. Trudy turned and saw a gentleman who looked to be in his early 40s. "I come by here all the time just to hear it. And I'll tell you something, since we're just ships passing in the night, so to speak, when I was a young man, I had the world's most terrible case of acne. I think coming here cleared it up somehow."
"You think standing on the corner of 2nd and 46th cleared up your acne?" she said.
His smile, only a small one but very sweet, faltered a tiny bit.
"I know it sounds crazy.
I saw a woman appear out of nowhere, right here," Trudy said. 3.5 hours ago, I saw this. When she showed up, she had no legs from the knees down. Then she grew the rest of them. So who's crazy, my friend?"
He was looking at her, wide-eyed, just some anonymous time server in a suit with his tie pulled down at the end of the workday. And yes, she could see the pits and shadows of old acne on his cheeks and forehead. "This is true?"
She held up her right hand. "If I'm lying, I'm dying. Bitch stole my shoes." She hesitated. "No, she wasn't a bitch. I don't believe she was a bitch. She was scared, and she was barefooted, and she thought she was in labor. I just wish I'd had time to give her my sneakers instead of my good goddamn shoes."
The man was giving her a cautious look, and Trudy Damascus suddenly felt tired. She had an idea this was a look she was going to get used to. The sign said, "Walk again," and the man who'd spoken to her started across, swinging his briefcase.
"Mister?"
He didn't stop walking, but did look back over his shoulder.
"What used to be here, back when you used to stop by for acne treatments?"
"Nothing," he said. "It was just a vacant lot behind a fence. I thought it would stop that nice sound when they built on the site, but it never did."
He gained the far curb, walked off up 2nd Avenue. Trudy stood where she was, lost in thought.
"I thought it would stop, but it never did." "Now why would that be?"
she asked, and turned to look more directly at 2 Hammershot Plaza. The Black Tower. The humming was stronger now that she was concentrating on it, and sweeter, not just one voice, but many of them, like a choir. Then it was gone. Disappeared as suddenly as the black woman had done the opposite.
"No, it didn't," Trudy thought. "I just lost the knack of hearing it, that's all. If I stood here long enough, I bet it would come back. Boy, this is nuts. I'm nuts."
Did she believe that? The truth was that she did not. All at once, the world seemed very thin to her, more an idea than an actual thing. And barely there at all. She had never felt less hard-headed in her life. What she felt was weak in her knees, and sick to her stomach, and on the verge of passing out.